Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods podcast. This episode is all about
Bohemian Grove.
Yes, it is. But first of all, we've got a new patron. Yay!
Lil Dark Slightly Twisted.
Yeah, thank you, Lil Dark. I can't say it. Lil Dark Slightly Twisted. I love that name. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/ The Whispering Woods. Right. Bohemian. Before I start, I just want to ask people, are you a bit fed up with hearing the same three songs in the background of the stories? If so, can you let me know? Because I want to gauge if it's worth me purchasing some more tracks so that we can mix them up a bit. That was just something that was mentioned to me a while ago, and I keep forgetting to bring it up. Right. Bohemian Grove. Toby, have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay, because I thought you might have come across it with TikToks and stuff. So for today's episode, there's no actual story. It's like one big long introduction that I've put into three chunks. So we've got the kind of first bit, which tells you about the Bohemian Grove, the second bit about the controversy of the place, and then the third bit is about when people have managed to sneak in there and what they've got to say. Okay? So are you ready for the first section?
Yes, I am.
Nestled in Monterio, California, the Bohemian Grove is an exclusive 2,700-acre retreat at 2601 Bohemian Avenue, reserved for the esteemed members of the private Bohemian Club. Each mid-July, this secluded grove becomes the site of a unique gathering that lasts over 2 weeks, attracting some of the world's most influential men. The Bohemian Club's membership is strictly male, and its members include artists and musicians, as well as notable figures in business, politics, and media, including former US presidents. Members can extend invitations to guests for the Grove Spring Jinx, in June, or the principal encampment in July. Additionally, members can arrange personal events on the grounds when not in use for club-wide functions, providing that female and minor guests depart by the evening. Achieving old guard status is a mark of distinction for members who have dedicated 40 years to the club, affording them special privileges such as reserve seating at daily lectures. This esteemed rank was bestowed upon former President Herbert Hoover on March 4, 1953, marking his 40th anniversary with the club. Redwood boughs from the grove adorned a banquet hall at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City to commemorate the occasion. In his speech, Hoover likened the old guard honour to his ongoing advisory role to subsequent presidents. The club's ethos, encapsulated by the motto, "Weaving spiders come not here," suggests that members should refrain from business dealings within the grove. While this principle is generally observed in group settings, individual members may still engage in private discussions. The grove has been the backdrop for significant political and business agreements. It gained historical prominence for hosting a pivotal meeting in September 1942 that laid the groundwork for the atomic bomb, attended by luminaries such as Ernest Lawrence and J. Robert Oppenheimer, along with other distinguished figures from academia, industry, and the military. This event is a source of pride among members, who often recount it to newcomers. The grove has also been referenced in popular culture, sometimes humorously. For instance, President Richard Nixon was recorded in May 1971, describing his experiences at the grove in colourful terms, highlighting its unique character and the elite San Francisco society that frequents it. The Bohemian Club, established in 1872, initiated the tradition of its summer encampment 4 years later. The inaugural event was a farewell party for Henry Harry Edwards, a founding member and actor, as he prepared to move to New York City. On June 29, 1878, a group of less than 100 club members convened among the Redwoods in Marin County, close to Samuel P. Taylor State Park, to honour Edwards. The celebration was illuminated by Japanese lanterns, and spirits were high, culminating in a night spent under the stars on Redwood Needles. This event set the precedent for the annual encampment, which continued even in Edwards' absence. By 1882, the Bohemian Club's encampments had migrated to various locales within Marin and Sonoma counties, including Muir Woods and a former Redwood Grove near Duncan Mills. In 1893, the club began renting the land and later, in 1899, purchased it from Melvin Cyrus Meeker, a logger. Over time, club members expanded their ownership to encompass the surrounding area. Journalist William Henry Irwin eloquently described the grove's awe-inspiring presence, noting that its grandeur envelopes you without warning, and its towering trees reach heights that seem to touch the sky. Following its inception by journalists, the Bohemian Club was soon influenced by affluent businessmen from San Francisco who invested in expanding the grove's land and facilities. Despite this shift, the original spirit of the Bohemians, the creative artists and musicians, remained integral, providing entertainment for the club's international guests and members. The Bohemian Club maintains a tradition of exclusivity. It's a sanctuary where only active members and their esteemed guests are granted access. The guest list often features politicians and dignitaries from across the globe. During the bustling midsummer encampment, guest numbers are carefully regulated due to space constraints. During the Spring Jinx encampment, camp valets oversee the smooth functioning of the individual camps, akin to general managers in hospitality settings. The service staff comprises female employees who operate during daylight and are restricted to the central areas near the main entrance. Male employees may reside within their assigned camps or in designated service zones. Those with higher status enjoy the privacy of small quarters, while the majority are accommodated in communal bunkhouses. The heart of the grove is a 160-acre area populated by ancient redwoods, some towering over 300 feet, a testament to over a millennium of growth. As of 2007, the grove housed 118 sleeping quarters, known as camps, which serve as a nexus for fostering high-level business and political networks. Notable camps include Hillbillies, Mandalay, Caveman, Stowaway, Uplifters, Owl's Nest, Hideaway, Isle of Aves, Lost Angels, Silverado Squatters, Sempervirens, Hillside, and Idlewild. The key gathering spots. The Grove Stage. This is an amphitheatre which can accommodate 2,000. It's reserved for the Grove play on the final weekend of the midsummer encampment. The Field Circle. A bowl-shaped amphitheatre for the Low Jinx musical comedy and other early June performances. Campfire Circle. Encircled by carved redwood benches, this intimate venue hosts smaller performances. Museum Stage. A semi-outdoor setting for lectures and ensemble shows. Dining Circle. Capable of seating around 1,500 guests simultaneously. Clubhouse. A versatile establishment conceived by Bernard Maybeck, serving as a dining and entertainment hub since 1904. The Owl Shrine and the Lake. The Grove's artificial lake hosts noon concerts and the cremation of care ceremony. It's also the site of the influential Lakeside Talks, which feature notable speakers discussing various topics. Year-round, security professionals, including veterans, safeguard Bohemian Grove by utilising advanced surveillance technology such as thermal imaging, motion sensors, and sophisticated alarm systems. The security measures are incredibly rigorous when members are present. With additional support from local law enforcement, the California Highway Patrol, and sometimes the US Secret Service, depending on the prominence of the guests. In a notable shift, 2019 marked the final year the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors provided law enforcement security for the club. Despite these stringent security protocols, the Grove has been the target of several well-documented unauthorized entries, but more on those later.
So what do you think of that then?
Camp for rich boys.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's like a boys' camp for posh people.
Yeah.
There's not so much to say about that first bit, because I just want to settle you in for what the camp is supposed to be like, right? And then, but we're going to now go get into the controversies of the camp. So are you ready for that bit?
Yes, I am.
While the Bohemian Club has never granted full membership to women, it has recognised 4 women as honorary members. Hostess Margaret Bowman, poet and club librarian Ina Coolbrith, actress Elizabeth Crockers Bowers, and writer Sarah Jane Lippincott. Since Coolbrith's passing in 1928, no additional women have been included. These honorary members and other female guests have been permitted access to the Bohemian City Club and its daytime activities. However, they are excluded from the upper levels of the City Club and the primary summer gathering at the Grove. The club also hosts an annual Ladies' Jinx event for spouses and special invitees. The Bohemian Grove venerates St. John of Nepomuk as its patron, who was celebrated for his martyrdom rather than betraying the confessional secrets of the Queen. His representation, a sizeable wooden effigy donned in clerical attire with a finger pressed to his lips, stands by the lake within the grove, epitomising the discretion maintained by attendees over the years. From its inception, the Grove has adopted the owl as its emblem, signifying wisdom. A towering 30-foot owl statue, crafted from concrete and steel, presides over the lake. The brainchild of sculptor Aig Patigian, this piece was erected in the late 1920s and has since been an integral part of the annual cremation of care ceremony. The cremation of care ceremony. This ritual, first held in 1881, is a dramatic performance featuring club members as actors. Conceived by James F. Bowman with George T. Bromley as the High Priest, it was initially part of the High Jinx play, symbolising the release of worries and the protection of the grave's trees. In 1913, the ceremony was designated as the opening event to set a positive tone for the weeks ahead, while the grave play was shifted to the encampment's conclusion. The ceremony unfolds before the owl shrine, which blends with the natural environment yet conceals modern audiovisual equipment. For many years, Walter Cronkite, a club member, his voice emanated from the owl during the ceremony. A grand grave play is staged on the last weekend of the summer encampment. This elaborate musical and theatrical spectacle is penned and scored by club members and involves many performers. The tradition began in 1902, and except for a hiatus during World War II, it has been a highlight of the encampment. The production scale and grandeur was such that in 1975, it was estimated cost up to $170,000 in today's currency. In 1978, the Bohemian Club faced allegations of discrimination from the Californian Department of Fair Employment and Housing because it did not employ women. Initially, a judge ruled in favour of the club's practices, citing the informal nature of the grove's environment. However, the State Fair Employment and Housing Commission overturned this decision, mandating the hiring of female employees. The club challenged this ruling, and a California Superior Court found in their favour, citing the male gender to be a bona fide occupational qualification. Despite the revelation that the judge had club affiliations, his ruling stood. The case escalated to the California Court of Appeal, which sided with the commission, stating that the club's private status did not exempt it from California's employment laws. The Supreme Court of California's refusal to review the case in 1987 meant the club had to comply with the order to hire women during the summer encampment. This legal battle was later referenced in discussions about the California Senate Bill, SB 2110, which debated the applicability of the Unruh Civil Rights Act to tax-exempt organisations, including private clubs. The outcome of the Bohemian Club's case served as a precedent in these discussions. Beyond the central camp area of the Bohemian Grove, within the 2,712 acres owned by the Bohemian Club, logging operations have been active since 1984. Over the years, significant amounts of lumber have been harvested from the property's redwood and Douglas fir trees. The club's forester raised concerns over the potential fire hazards due to increased logging, leading to his resignation. In 2007, the club sought a non-industrial logging permit to expand its logging activities, arguing that it would help prevent fires, fund the maintenance of access roads, and remove flammable undergrowth. However, experts challenged this rationale, suggesting that redwoods are naturally fire-resistant and that the logging plans were more commercial than fire-preventative. The club attempted to qualify for the logging permit by reducing its commercial logging area through a conservation easement and declaring certain areas non-commercial. Nevertheless, the total area owned by the club led to legal challenges regarding the permit's validity. Ultimately, a judge ruled against the club's timber management plan, citing the need for alternative approaches to logging. This decision currently prohibits the Bohemian Club from logging on its property. The case highlights the complex interplay between environmental conservation, commercial interests, and legal regulations. In a notable critique, Linda Hopkins, a Sonoma County Board of Supervisors member, representing the district that includes the Grove, penned an open letter in 2019. She voiced concerns about the Bohemian Club's impact on women's political involvement. The organisation's minimal community reinvestment, despite its considerable wealth, and what she perceived as outdated and dominant attitudes prevalent at the Grove.
No women were allowed in.
No. At the time. I mean, that's obviously changed now. But yeah, and they're still really restricted. They can't really be part of the club. Oh, it's like an old boys club, you know? And it sounds like to me, really big decisions get made there. So you're never going to have like a woman's perspective on these decisions. It's like they're playing games. That's just my point of view, okay? My point of view, like little boys in the woods playing games.
Yeah.
All right? So I'll leave that there. What I did find interesting, what a conflict of interest that the judge says, no, you can carry on without letting women in, only to find out that he's in the club. So of course he's going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cult.
Wow. That's where we're moving on to the third section about the infiltrations into the camp. Are you ready for that piece?
Yes, I am.
The infiltrations. In the summer of 1989, Philip Wise, a journalist for Spy magazine, successfully infiltrated Bohemian Grove. Wise posed as a guest and spent 7 days within the camp, mingling with some of the most influential figures in politics, business, and media. During his time there, he observed various activities, from leisurely pastimes to speeches by prominent individuals. Wise's account, titled Inside the Bohemian Grove, was published in November 1989 and provided a rare glimpse into the secretive world of the Grove. He detailed his interactions with members, the atmosphere of the encampment, and the exclusive nature of the events he witnessed. His infiltration is notable for being one of the few successful attempts by a journalist to document the happenings inside Bohemian Grove from a first-person perspective. Despite the risk of being caught, Wise managed to blend in and gather information on the Grove's rituals and traditions, including the cremation of care ceremony. His experience shed light on the club's members' private behaviours and the level of secrecy maintained within the Grove. Wise was eventually discovered and arrested for trespassing, but his article had already captured the public's curiosity about the clandestine retreat. His infiltration yielded several memorable moments that he detailed in his exposé. Some of the highlights from his account include: Wise spent a week living among the campers, rubbing shoulders with some of the United States' most powerful men, including politicians and business leaders. He witnessed the cremation of care ceremony, a cornerstone event of the Bohemian Grove, where members participate in a symbolic ritual involving an effigy. Wise described how the members indulged in alcohol from breakfast until nightfall and engaged in leisurely activities in a relaxed environment. A particularly humanising detail was his observation of members urinating on trees, a testament to the informal and back-to-nature ethos of the retreat. Rick Clogger, a reporter for Mother Jones, infiltrated Bohemian Grove in 1980. His experience was published in the August 1981 issue of the magazine. Clogger provided a detailed account of his time inside the exclusive retreat, which included observations of a play titled Olympus, a lecture on the Soviet threat to the Middle East by nuclear physicist Edward Teller, and a closing talk by William F. Buckley Jr., during which he endorsed Ronald Reagan for president. Clogger's account suggested that while the encampment is officially a leisure event, without business discussions, it actually serves as a venue where business and political connections are strengthened, conservative alliances are forged, and class values are reaffirmed. He described interactions between influential figures from various sectors, highlighting the intersection of government and industry within the secluded environment of the Grove. His infiltration and subsequent report added to the public's understanding of the secretive nature of Bohemian Grove and the activities that take place there. His report in Mother Jones included several notable moments that he observed during his four-day stay. Alex Jones, known for his provocative conspiracy theories, made headlines with his daring infiltration of Bohemian Grove on 15th of July 2000. Accompanied by his cameraman, Mike Hansen, Jones entered the secluded retreat during its annual midsummer encampment. At the heart of Jones's account is the cremation of care ceremony. A ritual, he claims, involves the burning of an effigy before a towering owl statue, which he asserts represents Moloch, an ancient deity associated with sacrifice. Jones described this effigy as a symbol of a child, suggesting that the ceremony is a mock human sacrifice, meant to signify the elite's dominance and detachment from societal norms. Jones's interpretation of the events at Bohemian Grove extends to the belief that the gathering is a nexus for the world's power brokers to engage in activities kept hidden from the public. He alleges that the Grove is a site where influential individuals can act without accountability and participate in what he perceives to be occult rituals. It's crucial to note that these claims are steeped in Jones's personal conjecture and lack corroborative evidence. The Bohemian Club maintains that the cremation of Kerr is a symbolic act, a mere theatrical production intended to represent the abandonment of worldly worries, not an actual sacrificial rite. According to the club, the owl statue symbolises wisdom, not Moloch, and the ceremony marks the beginning of their retreat, aiming to foster camaraderie and relaxation among its members. Despite Jones's vivid depictions, the true nature of Bohemian Grove remains shrouded in the privacy afforded to its members, leaving the rest of the world to speculate on what transpires within its secluded redwood forest.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, thoughts on that? And I must say that I did show Toby a picture of the owl, and I'll leave a link in the podcast notes so that you guys can go and check it out. There are loads of videos about people, you know, what people think Bohemian Grove is. I think the guy who snuck in, the last guy, Jones, he did a Joe Rogan episode, so that might be worth a watch if you're into this kind of thing. But what do you think, Toby?
Yeah, I reckon it's like cult or something.
Does sound like it. My personal point of view, definitely. Without a doubt. But I'm going to say that because they're rich and powerful. And as we know, I'm very anti that. But yeah, weird things going in. And they think that they may have links to the Illuminati, like when we did the families, or the Masons. So loads of rumours flying high about this place.
Yeah.
What did you think overall? Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, the cult and like Illuminati stuff. That stuff's interesting.
I know, I had to like do the other stuff so that we could get grounded in the place. Redwoods, I love them anyway. They're one of my favourite trees besides the oak. So I wanted to set the scene ready for the ultimate story of like sacrifice and things like that going on. Dodgy.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up again soon.
We will. We will catch up with you again on Thursday for the extra episode. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.